the tongue. Who's ever heard that God's in total control and everything that happens is the will of God? Who's been brought up believing that? Come on, be honest. I want to see your hands. Who's heard that doctrine? Okay. Now watch this. I have a question. If God's in total control and everything that happens is the will of God, then how can the power of life and death be in our tongue? If God wills and everything's in control, then there's no power in your tongue. It's all up to God. It has nothing to do with you. You can say all you want, but it's going to go the way God wants it to go if that theology's true. But yet the Bible teaches that power of life and death is in your and my tongue. Now do you see why you're getting urged and compelled to worry and to fear? Because if you speak fear and if you proclaim fear, then you empower and infuse fear to come to pass. And ultimately we embrace a doctrine and then say, well, that's the way God wanted it. And we might have feared our way right into it. If God comes through His Son Jesus, who is the exact representation of the Father, and He only said what the Father was saying and only did what He saw the Father doing, and Jesus said, don't worry, then God was saying, don't worry. You get it? So when Jesus spoke, God was speaking. So it's really God the Father saying, don't worry. And we have to take heart to this if the power of life and death is in our tongue versus God's in control and whatever will be, will be. We have to learn to bear and accept whatever because God knows what He's doing. And then what we say is everything that's happening is God's choice. Lots of people have been taught that. I'm just going to make a real straight statement. There's nowhere here that teaches that. Nowhere. It actually says people are destroyed for their lack of knowledge. He didn't say they're destroyed for the will of God. They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, which means if we attain the knowledge and receive the knowledge, we can stop the destruction. But if we say whatever will be, we'll never be inspired to pursue any more understanding and we'll leave things the way they are and nothing will ever change. And then we have to question what the word faith is. Then what faith are we keeping? The just live by faith. Faith. The realization of your hope. The substance of what you're hoping for. Who's ever had hope in their life? You've hoped things went a certain way. To believe everything's in control by God and whatever happens is God causes your faith to become passive and unplugged and remains just hope. You hope it works this way, but you have no revelation of why it can work this way. In any area of your life. It's one thing to have hope. It's another thing to have the realization of that hope. That means the tangibility. Am I making sense? Look, the evidence of what you haven't seen. So if you have a hope in your heart for something to change, how can you have the evidence of what you haven't yet seen change, the evidence that it can change and will change? How can you have that if you haven't established the heart and will of God in your heart? If you haven't, then hope just remains hope. And Christians by the thousands for generations have just cried out prayers of hope. And actually in our prayers of hope, and if it be your will, we have declared even spiritually that we don't know the very God and Father that we're praying to. He's still a mystery. And Paul writes in Ephesians, the mystery's been revealed. God's come out like He is through Jesus and said, ta-da, come on. This is in the Word. So the Bible says the just live by faith and it's impossible to please God without faith. Why is that? Because the world's fallen and there's a way that seems right to a man and darkness has encroached the earth, but God is light. And when His children live in the face of darkness and proclaim light and believe light and see light, it pleases God. But when we embrace our circumstance as the definition of God, we'll be deceived. The Word is the definition of God, not our experience. We do great injustice